About 20 people showed up at the Point Art Cafe for a Sunday afternoon of cookies, cake, coffee, and death. Most people don't like talking about death. It's scary. It's uncomfortable. But death is also inevitable. Leisha Kelly King and Marzette Ellis are hospice volunteers, and they're dedicated to helping people prepare for death.
Got to talk about sex. You got to talk about death, right? In life, taxes. I'm here to tell you, you can avoid those.
Kelly King got the discussion started. People sat at tables in groups of 3 to 5. On the tables were grave talk cards with topics to spark the conversation. They had questions like, have you ever seen a dead body? The first group I joined, Greg and Patty Howe and Felix Wong, were already talking.
So what's the topic you guys are on now?
The topic that we're on is funerals and the impressions. Have you been to a funeral? And if so, what impression did it make? Well, what was it that you said to Felix, that the more ceremony,
the less meaning it had, the more informal, outdoors, the more connected I felt to the person who had passed.
But they could all see how some people might need a more formalized traditional ceremony. Wong says it can help them deal with the strong emotions surrounding the loss of a loved one. Greg and Patty already have been talking about death. Greg has leukemia and says the outcome is not really clear right now. Patty says nothing will really prepare her for Greg leaving her.
But talking about it, it's not something that we're like ignoring or saying it's not going to happen. We're just embracing every day as it comes and not letting it define us. And also at 65, realizing just how short life is.
Damio Suarez learned that lesson at an early age. He told a separate group a story about when he was 15, living in Miami, Florida, and his 20-something brother-in-law was killed. Suarez says he didn't believe it at first.
I was just a complete denial, like, no way, this he can't just die. Like, there's no way. Just completely blew it off. Complete denial. I didn't believe it until I actually got to the funeral. And I saw his body in the casket, and I was like, oh God, wait, he's actually dead.
Suarez says that experience made him realize anyone could die at any time, and it made him more aware of how he treats everyone he meets.
I try to be like really like caring and there for them, you know, because like I don't want someone to be home and think, man, no one really cares, or no one cares if I do this, or it doesn't matter if I do that because no one's gonna remember me. Like, I would hope that they would think, oh yeah, this guy, like, he's always there, he always wants to talk to me.
So not typical small talk conversation among people who've just met, right? Death Cafe is new for Ketchikan, but it's not a new concept. There's even a website with information about how to get a Death Cafe started. Marzette Ellis says she and Kelly King already have been holding monthly open house opportunities to help anyone who shows up make an advanced healthcare directive.
Not enough people were showing up. I mean, we were getting 3 or 4, which was fabulous. I mean, we're thankful. We're thankful for one person, and it's a profound experience. And we invite anybody and everybody, but we needed some way to reach more people, to get more people talking.
And while researching that topic, they found the Death Cafe. Kelly King says the goal is to make death less negative, and the two women are quite positive about the topic, to the point where their family members have asked them to be more serious.
It's like you guys are laughing too much about death, and death isn't funny.
Yeah.
Well, death is funny.
Yeah.
You know, death is funny. Death is not as scary. You know, you don't have to be crying and weeping over death.
Kelly King says the crying and weeping is in part because of uncertainty, and that can be relieved somewhat by a formal plan. But at the Death Cafe, people who show up know what they're going to be talking about. So what about the other 12,980 people, approximately, in the Ketchikan Gateway Borough? How to reach them? Well, Ella says they've invited lots of people.
9 times out of 10, the conversation goes nowhere.
Yes.
Period. Nowhere. And
yeah, I think that's true.
And that's what they say. You have these early, you know, you start with the people who want to come.
And it's hoped those people will continue the difficult conversations outside of the Death Cafe, helping society at large make the end of life a little less uncertain and a little less scary. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.